Jason Matrokin had an opinion piece published in the Anchorage Daily News on August 24th in advance of the visit made by EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy to the Bristol Bay region.
The intent behind the Compass piece was to really let the public as well as the administrator know that the EPA is welcome in Bristol Bay. In fact, several tribes, along with Bristol Bay Native Corporation, invited the EPA to consider taking action to protect the fishery from large-scale mining development.
In the opinion piece, Matrokin noted that the question McCarthy must soon answer is whether one of the world's largest copper and gold mines can be responsibly developed and operated amid the spawning grounds of one of the world's largest runs of wild salmon. Matrokin confirms that BBNC is in favor of the EPA using its authority under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act to veto the dredge and fill permits the Pebble Limited Partnership would need to move forward with development.
We are in favor of the EPA using their 404C authority. In fact, there are multiple ways that the agency can use this authority to either restrict or deny 404 permits. And we've looked into this for a number of years and believe that this is an opportunity that the EPA can and should take advantage of, given what we know about the project.
Matrokin claims that BBNC is not opposed to development. He wrote that there are places in Bristol Bay where development can and should happen. However, Matrokin goes on to write that BBNC knows the proposed pebble mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay is a really bad idea. Matrokin says the corporation is in favor of the EPA stopping the pebble mine before the Pebble Limited Partnership enters into the NEPA permitting process.
Given the fact that the agency has already conducted a watershed assessment for the region, we think a number of things have come out of that assessment. A lot of scientific information, a lot of facts are known about the project already. And just because the developers have not put a plan on the table, which is how they've described this process, doesn't mean that we don't know a lot about the potential mine already. So through the watershed assessment, through our research and the collective science of many people out there in the communities, we think that they have the authority to do so, to act now.
As part of the opinion piece, Matrokin outlined some suggested performance standards the corporation is asking the EPA to consider, including to prohibit discharges into salmon habitat. Matrokin notes that BBNC is also asking for the EPA to prohibit discharges requiring treatment in perpetuity.
It's very concerning to BBNC as well as people living out in the region, including our shareholders, that if a mine can be permitted, that the discharge or the tailings coming from that project don't have to be treated into perpetuity, meaning that the potential for impacts, adverse impacts on the fishery, could go on well into the future, if not forever. So in order to mitigate those risks, somebody's going to have to pay for that. Somebody's going to have to monitor that. We think that the risks associated with that are way too great.
Jason Matrokin is the president and CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, which is the regional native corporation for the Bristol Bay region. The corporation is a major landowner in the region. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.